So I'm here with Olga. You just presented a, or you hosted a session basically, on the use of free software within open science. Is that basically right?
Yes, that's exactly. We tried to say and summarize our five key recommendations about how free software could be incorporated in open science based on our position paper about the endorsement of free software and open standards in Horizon 2020 and on publicly funded research. Basically, it was very interesting to see that after we finished the presentation of our key recommendations, people were really interested in discussing the challenges around it. And then they were also willing to discuss what we could do and what we could more think about it. So we didn't leave with a bad taste in our mouth, but actually we left the session quite optimistic about the future.
Okay. What do you think is it that people always ride on their challenges instead of kind of trying to change the perspective and not issuing the problems that they have, but maybe incorporating the advice that you give for free? Is it because they are in a very specific situation and you're working on a more broader level, or?
I think that most of the people had, in this case, have been working in communities, in free software and open source communities, and most of them have really practical problems in their hands, and they really feel the need to speak about it because they're not often given the opportunity to do that.
Okay.
So the moment you tell them, okay, tell me now what bugs you, they're like, yes, 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 I want to tell you everything.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I think it happened here. It's like the moment there was this space and this time for them, they were like, okay, now I want to say, and not only I want to say, but I would like to find a solution.
Yeah. You have been addressing this issue specifically to the research framework Horizon 2020. How much space do you actually see for free software within this research framework?
Actually, I think, according to what the European Commission has already issued, the guidelines about open access and the guidelines about open science, actually, I think there is space, and I hope that in the next revision of the framework programs for the post 2020 era, we're already going to see some changes when it comes to free software. I think it's going to be an explicit part of the guidelines, and yes, and basically. I'm not sure if there are going to be a change in the policy level at the moment for the program as it is till 2020, but I'm more optimistic for the post-2020 era.
Okay. The position paper is, I guess, freely available on the website of the Free Software Foundation Europe. Cool. Then we'll link to that, and thank you very much.
I thank you very much.